From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. People seem to love to talk about what millennials want, what they don't want, what they've ruined. The reality is this is not a super well-defined age group, and they are diverse. One project out of the University of Chicago called Gen Forward has made sure its sampling of 18 to 34-year-olds includes groups that are often undercounted. The survey's founder is University of Chicago professor Kathy Cohen, who's looked at millennials, race, and perceived economic power. She spoke to my colleague, David Brancaccio.
Now, among the questions you've asked this time around is essentially whether there's a perceived zero-sum game in the economy. White people can't find jobs because people who are non-whites took the jobs. What do millennials actually say about this?
It's actually quite, I guess, complicated, more complicated than we often represent. So we have a number of questions that ask, we could say, about racial power or the racial order. One question is, you know, do whites have trouble finding jobs because minorities have taken their jobs? And in fact, very few millennials agree with this position, and very few white millennials agree. About 29% of white millennials agree that millennials or white people can't find jobs because minorities have taken their jobs. The numbers bump up a bit when we look, for example, at college versus non-college, meaning when we look at those millennials who don't have a college degree, the number bumps up to maybe 33%. Again, not a huge change. And then when we look at millennial Trump voters, again, the numbers only bump up slightly to about 34%.
So help me understand this better. Millennials who are white, there is a percentage who do feel discriminated against.
Right, exactly. And when we ask the question, is discrimination against whites as big of a problem as discrimination against minorities, for example, like African Americans, we see, I think, surprising numbers. About 48% of white millennials say yes. When we look at white millennials without a college degree, 52% agree with that statement. Well, when we ask millennials who voted for Trump, overwhelmingly white millennials, 70% agree that, in fact, discrimination against whites is as big of a problem as discrimination against minorities.
What I'm trying to understand is, are the white respondents blaming people of color for the discrimination, or is a sense that we're all being discriminated against by an economy that has problems?
Well, I think you just hit on to something. So I think it depends on the question. When we ask questions about, for example, college, there's more of a tendency among white millennials to say, yeah, minorities are taking the spots in the colleges I prefer. But what's really interesting is when we ask a question about jobs, they are less likely to say that minorities are taking their jobs. I think they know something is going on that's bad, or at least they feel like something's going on that's bad in their communities and for them. They're less likely to blame other groups. And I think they have a better sense that maybe, in fact, it's corporate and neoliberal policies that are shrinking the jobs that are available to them. Remember, they might not articulate it that way. So, you know, we're inferring from the data. And I also want to suggest it's more complicated than saying, well, they don't blame folks of color, because much of our other data throughout this report suggests, in fact, that there are real differences around racial issues that we would want to pay attention to and understand those differences also.
All right. So millennials feel one group has got advantages over another. Who's at the top of this economic ladder, according to the data that you're getting?
There's generally consensus across racial groups when we're talking about millennials. When we say who has the most economic power, whites always end up as the top group. When we ask about political power, again, whites are named for all groups as the racial group with the most political power. Who comes in second? Well, interestingly, African Americans are seen among millennials as having the second most political power. But again, even when we ask a question about who is discriminated against most, African American and Latinx top the list, and whites are at the bottom of the list. There's general consensus about the lay of the land. But again, for white millennials, I think they have a sense that, in fact, they're losing ground specifically through no fault of their own. And they kind of move between blaming corporate entities and blaming folks of color for that loss of status and loss of power.
Kathy Cohen is a professor of political science at the University of Chicago. Her ongoing survey project of millennials, the biggest cohort in the workforce, is called Gen Forward. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report.